That was, I think I have something in my throat. It might be the last of my dignity. That was Jurassic Park main theme by John Williams, from the Jurassic Park film, one of the greatest films ever, and one of the greatest movie soundtracks ever. And I may have caused carnage with that song, I think it's fair to say. But I'm not done with my film and TV slot for the moment, because I have another TV one, because I couldn't really get away from this show without playing a little from this. And I do have a little clue for you, which is quite fun. Well, it's fun for me, and fun for most reasonable human beings anyway. Here you go.
Your absence has already been noted.
The boy means nothing to me. Oh, I can't stand the wailing of women.
One word, and I'll hit you again.
I'm telling Mother!
Go. Tell her. But first you will get to Lord and Lady Stark, and you will fall on your knees in front of them and tell them how very sorry you are, that you are at their service and that all your prayers are with them. Do you understand?
You can't.
Do you understand?
Tears of sadness to tears of laughter in around about 30 seconds. That was, of course, Joffrey being slapped several times by Tyrion. And as you might have guessed, that comes from Game of Thrones. Who would have guessed? With Mother of Dragons, this is Ramin Djawadi. I didn't think it was possible, but that last song had me tearing up even more than Jurassic Park. Anyway, that was Mother of Dragons from the Game of Thrones soundtrack. I was always going to play one of those on the final show. And just a little added note, I played that because it's a great song. I didn't play that because Daenerys is better than Stannis, because that would be a lie. So there. Anyway, just to clear that little matter up. But now to something fundamentally different to what we've just the few songs that we've just had. This is one with another film connection, but it's also by Huey Lewis in the News. I think you may know what it is.
Thank you.
Huey Lewis and the news there with The Power of Love, which is from Back to the Future and is just an all-round fantastic song. And speaking of love... was The Cure with Friday I'm in Love. And yes, of course, beyond I think about a semester where I was on a Tuesday afternoon, Oberon Chew has been a fixture of Friday afternoons in terms of my existence. I mean, what else is there to do on a Friday afternoon, I ask you? At least until like you stop being a student and you actually have to work and pretend to be a real adult for a little while. Anyway, yeah, it's been what I've been doing every Friday for the last 3 years or so. It's been it's going to be quite hard to let go, I think it's fair to say. But now I've come to the point where I only have 10 songs left. So before I do that, before I get into the final 10 songs you will hear on Old Brown Shoe, a little bit of On This Day, because everyone likes a good bit of trivia. On this day in 1916, this being the 3rd of May, of course. 1916, the leaders of the Easter Rising are executed in Dublin. A nice cheery one to start off with. 1978, the first unsolicited... that was a complete disaster. Unsolicited Yes, that's the word. Bulk commercial email, I could have just said that it would become to be called spam, was sent by a digital equipment corporation salesman to addresses in the Western USA. So spam started on this day in 1978. Fantastic. And on this day, 1979, Margaret Thatcher was elected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom for the first time. I think she's been in the news recently. I can't think why. Birthdays on this day. In 1469, we had Niccolo Machiavelli, the Italian politician, historian and writer. 1903, Bing Crosby, the American singer and actor, and people who are actually alive. 1958, Sandy Toksvig, the Danish writer and broadcaster, and also comedian, apparently. And another comedian, Rob Brydon, was born on this day in 1965, the Welsh comedian and TV presenter. So happy birthday to him and to all of the ones I've just read out there. So yeah, that is On Your Day trivia. And now it's into, well, the final 10 songs. And we're better to start with possibly my favourite Beatles song of all time. It's called I Will, and it is lovely.
Who knows how long I've loved you?
Was the Beatles with I Will, which is from the White Album and is simply marvellous. Well, it's hopelessly romantic, but also quite a lovely tune. I don't think there's any other way to describe it really other than lovely. But talking of hopeless romantics, there is only really one other person who can compare to that song in terms of hopelessly romantic. It's Phil Collins.
Before you know it, you'll be on.
That was Phil Collins there with, well, in combination with Philip Bailey, and the song is called Easy Lover. And was I going to play it? Was I going to have a final show without Phil Collins? Oh, I don't think so. You might have preferred if I didn't, if I didn't play Phil, but I just couldn't have forgiven myself if I hadn't. And that is a magnificent song, I think it's fair to say. And now going on to a song which I think is less divisive in terms of, it's one of those, I'm calling them crowd pleasers, which I've chucked in every now and then just to keep people happy and stop people turning off, despite my questionable taste in music, I think it's fair to say. And this is one of those. This is a song by Toto, and it is, I think, universally acknowledged as being bloody good. This is Africa.
Down in Africa.
photo there with the magnificent Africa, and it seems to have had a bit of an effect on a few people, to do with leaving or just being genuinely generally emotional. But yes, it is a fantastic song, and thank you to Toto for that one. No, Not the Dog, the band who also did Rosanna and some other songs, but I think Africa is probably their best. And, well, to be honest, it's hard to beat. Whatever artist or singer you're talking about, it is a simply fantastic song. And now I'm going to go to one by Snow Patrol, and I was wondering which Snow Patrol to play, because I do quite like Chocolate. I played it on the first show, and it's a one that I think it's fairly hard to dislike. But, you know, I know that I'm going to get quite emotional towards the end of the show. There's only half an hour left. It's getting to that stage, and I thought, well, I could cry and look like an idiot, or I could make everyone else cry. Just be happy that I'm not playing this as the last song of the day. Otherwise, the rain outside would not hold a candle to the amount of tears streaming down faces. With what is the name of this song? Give Me Strength. Ironic that. Should probably check these things. With Give Me Strength, this is Snow Patrol. It's lovely, it's sad, but yeah, get some tissues ready.
The plot so bad. You dragged me up and out, out of the darkest place. There's not a single doubt when I can see your faces. My friends, we've seen it all. The plot so bad. You dragged me up and out, out of the darkest place. There's not a single doubt when I can see your faces. You give the strength to me, a strength I never had. I was a mess, you see. I lost the plot so bad. Out of the darkest place, there's not a single doubt, but I can see your faces.
With Give Me Strength, that was Snow Patrol. I think I've gone a little bit dry in the throat there. I'm not sure how you're faring. Apologies about that, but just be glad that wasn't the very last song of the day. I've got another one lined up to bring you all down with me. Anyway, now I'm now going on to two songs by artists that I really, really like. Certainly in the top five, I would say Dire Straits and Electric Light Orchestra. The first one is Dire Straits, and it's On Every Street. The first half of this song is good. The second half is brilliant. So I'm kind of skipping over quite a bit of the first one because Martin Opfler is doing his stuff, as you can hear here. On Every Street. That's Mark Knopfler doing his bit, but it's quite nice. It's somber. It's reassuring. Reassuring. I'm not sure if that's quite the word for someone who's hunting down a murderer, as appears to be the concept of the song. But yes, it is a very lovely song. And following on from that is my favourite Electric Light Orchestra song. Surprisingly, it's not Mr. Blue Sky. It is another song which I like even more than that one. Anyway, back to Mark. It's a dangerous road, and a hazardous land, and the fireworks of a libertine exploding again. And it's your face I'm looking for on every street.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh yeah, there's a show.
You got a show. This is Old Brown Shoe on Star. Electric Light Orchestra there with a song called The Bouncer that followed on from On Every Street. I think, is that the right name? It is called On Every Street. Yes, just checking. You know, always like to get these things right. On Every Street by Dire Straits. You would think that I would know it given it's a song that I like and I've listened to several hundred times. Anyway, Dire Straits, Electric Light Orchestra, not the best known, not the best loved, but I think they are pretty amazing. So hence they really had to get a slot in the final 10 songs of the show. And now I'm on to, well, I think the final four. It's getting close. Just got to hold it together for four more songs. This one is by Queen. I think you might just know this one.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Stupendous Queen there with Don't Stop Me Now, and yes, that is the probably the ultimate upbeat song, because I kind of dragged things down a little bit, so I thought I'd go in with that one. The next song is the one hit wonder and one of my favorite songs, if not my current favorite song of the lot. It's got the most played on my iTunes, for example. I'm citing that as evidence of it being a good song. Coming from 1979, this is by a band who formed in 1978 and broke up in 1982, and really had, I think, one or two singles to show for their time, and this was the only one that was any success, but it is such a good song. It's called Back of My Hand, and it's by the Jags.
If you're feeling blue, you tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys when we're around with you, girl. But when I call you, I can stop a bite. You won't go out before you dry your eyes. I'm not a flip machine, a 1960s dream. I dream the bet you less than bet you could see, girl. You're not unbeatable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far.
The Jags there with Back of My Hand, and yes, such a good song. I don't know how they were a one-hit wonder when they could write songs quite like that, but yes, they only lasted 4 years, and that was about the only decent thing they did. But hey, at least they gave us that. And so now we're down to the final two songs, and well, obviously one of them had to be by the Beatles, and that is the one coming up now. It's not maybe my favourite of the Beatles catalogue, as if I could have a favourite. It's tough enough choosing at the best of times, let alone with my mind in emotional flux, as I think it's fair to describe it as at the moment. But I think that in terms of what I've called this show, in my promotional attempts to get people to listen, which appears to have worked, thank you very much if you've been on the Buzzbox or Facebook or Twitter or texting, and this is what I called the show, and it seems apt. I played this at the end of, at the end of third year, possibly, something like that. It seems very appropriate to finish on, well, not quite finish on. The penultimate song of Old Brown Shoe is by the Beatles, naturally, and it's called Hello Goodbye.
Thank you.
That was the Beatles there with Hello Goodbye. And well, that's that, I suppose. Thank you all for listening, whether you've been listening today or some point during the last 3 years. I'm going to finish with a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel, a song called My Little Town, to say here's to you, St. Andrews. You've been listening to Old Brown Shoe. Thank you and good night.
Just my father's son.